Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you enjoy these. If you do, don't forget at the end of the podcast, hit the heart button on your phone. Let me know that you've enjoyed it. And if you want to support me and the platform to help us keep going, please consider buying me a coffee. There's a link below, or going to DonorBox. There's a link below as well. So let's talk about, well, monkeypox. I know, it's wearisome. But you see, I read a headline, which I'm sure you may have seen, which is really quite alarming and predictable in equal measure. And the headline is this: gay and bisexual men will be offered monkeypox vaccine in a targeted rollout. Yeah, UK health chiefs announced that high-risk gay and bisexual men will be offered the monkeypox vaccine. The targeted rollout will see the jab offered to men who have multiple partners and who participate in group sex. Hang on a second. Would there not be a more easy solution? How about they stop doing that? No? Is that too radical? Okay, I understand, right. Apparently, the UK is stepping up its efforts to thwart the outbreak amidst warning it could get 10 times bigger as health chiefs log another 200 cases. Well, by 200 cases, they mean 200 positive PCR tests. That's what that means. The UK has so far logged in nearly 800 cases. That's 800 cases of a population of some 70-odd million, right? 800 cases, all of whom, mostly PCR tests, by the way, or if not all PCR tests, pretty much all of whom have been men who have sex with men. The model that the scientists are using suggests, it's a model, by the way, get this, alert, it's a model, suggests that gay and bisexual men will continue to be most affected, with a surge unlikely outside the group. So basically the UK HSA, you know, the Health Security Agency, confirming that some gay and bisexual men will be offered the Imvanex vaccine, which is 85% effective. Oh, really? Really? We're going to, don't worry, folks, we're going to get to all these points in a second. to control the outbreak. Under the plans, which come from the same experts who advised on the COVID vaccine rollout, da-da! And there you have it. It's the same people pushing the same thing. Medics will offer the job to men who have multiple partners, participate in group sex, or attend sex on-premises venues. I don't even know where to start in this one. I mean, look, the first thing to say here is that it's pretty clear that the establishment science and the establishment media seemingly want to blame the gay, to basically label this and put it on the gay community. But you see, as I've said, I'm not sure that's right at all. And if you say, well, what makes you say that, David? You know, I mean, why would anyone want to single out one particular community? Well, the answer is very nicely laid out in a really good book called Virus Mania, one of the authors of which is the lovely Dr. Sam Bailey. And it talks about essentially the entire AIDS, HIV, AJT, get that right, AZT scam. Yeah, the whole scam. And the many, many myths surrounding AIDS and the gay community and how, who was behind all of that? Let's see. Oh, yeah, Dr. Fauci. Wonder what happened to him. Mm-hmm. So you see, I reckon what's happening is here that they got away with it in COVID. They fundamentally, I think, conjured up something, and something that I don't think is to any significant degree any greater than, let's say, a bad flu. They rebadged it, rebranded it, and with sufficient fear and sufficient propaganda around it, they turned it into, you know, the greatest scamdemic known to man, which is COVID-19. But people fell for it. And so I reckon they're back doing exactly the same thing all over again. They're saying, well, you know, I mean, as I said to you in a podcast I put out yesterday, it could be airborne. I mean, The Lancet said it could be airborne. you could have it and not know you have it, because you could be asymptomatic with monkeypox, which means theoretically anyone could have it, I suppose. But then at the same time, at this point, they're saying, no, it's just the gay people. Just the gay people we have to be giving these treatments to. And don't forget, the treatments are 85% effective. Do you remember, like they used to say, the COVID vaccines up to 97% efficacy? Remember, before we discovered they've got zero efficacy. But they said that at the beginning and they got away with it. And see, I think that's what this is all about. Ultimately, this is about the fact that the rogues and, you know, the really evil people behind the COVID vaccine rollout are back at their work again. They literally haven't gone away. They've latched on to monkeypox, which from an empirical point of view seems a very poor choice, because by at this point anyway, they're saying, oh, it's only the gay people can get it. Yeah, but what if you encounter a gay person in your life? I mean, no one knows, you know, anyone could be gay, I suppose, technically speaking. So you shake hands with someone who's gay, because you don't know that. And you get the monkeypox. It could be transmitted to you. So maybe you need to have the virus as well. Or do you make the gay people put, you know, something around their neck to highlight the fact, you know, like a yellow star maybe? What about that? Would that be where this one's going to lead? Look, I personally have great questions about this whole monkeypox. I don't believe that the monkeypox virus exists as such. I don't really believe that. And don't think it's fair to blame everything on the gay community. Having said that, if people are engaged in highly, you know, dangerous practices, sexual practices, well, you know, they've got to look out then for the consequences of that to their health. But I'm not sure the consequences of that to their health relate to monkeypox. Might be other kind of poxes they get, but not. I'm sure. I don't think monkeypox is the issue. But there you have it anyway. The UK is directly going down the same route as it did with COVID-19, which is very, very worrying. You know, it's like they think they can get away with it again. And who knows? Maybe time will tell. Thanks for listening.